From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Top U.S. intelligence officials say they believe high-level Russian authorities were directly responsible for the hacking and leaking of documents from the Democratic National Committee during the 2016 presidential election campaign. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, National Security Agency Chief Michael Rogers, and Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence Marcel Letra testified Thursday before the Senate Armed Services Committee. They called Russian cyber attacks a major threat to national interest.
Whether or not that constitutes an act of war, I think, is a very heavy policy call that I don't believe the intelligence community should make, but it's certainly would carry, in my view, great gravity.
Director of National Intelligence James Clapper. President-elect Donald Trump, meanwhile, continues to cast doubt on the conclusion of U.S. intelligence, but some prominent Republicans have said they want even tougher sanctions against Russia. Zlatica Hoek reports.
The Armed Services Committee hearing is chaired by prominent Republican John McCain, who said Wednesday it is clear that Russia was behind the hacking and must bear consequences. McCain has not been hesitant in his condemnation for Russia.
We will work in the Congress to have stronger sanctions in order to prevent further attacks on the United States of America.
McCain also indicated that Congress is prepared to fight Trump on the issue. Zlatica Hoek, Washington.
Authorities say suspected Kurdish militants set off a car bomb near a courthouse in Turkey's western city of Izmir Thursday, killing a police officer and a courthouse employee. The governor says a skirmish broke out when police officers tried to stop a vehicle. This is VOA News. At least 9 people were killed when a car bomb exploded in the Syrian town of Jable. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights put the death toll at 14. Peace negotiations are scheduled to be held in Kazakhstan, although the rebels indicated they are withdrawing due to what they said is the Syrian government's violation of the ceasefire. The United Nations Security Council has condemned in strong terms Tuesday's killing of 2 Moroccan UN peacekeepers in the Central African Republic. The peacekeepers were killed as they accompanied fuel trucks about 60 kilometers west of the town of Obo. They were attacked by unknown assailants who fled into the bush. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the new Trump administration should maintain partnerships with NATO and allies in the Asia-Pacific, while also holding Russia accountable to its stated mission of battling terrorists in Syria. The recommendations came in a memo that Carter prepared to highlight what the department achieved during the 8-year presidency of Barack Obama. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is attacking Japan's Toyota company for its plan to build its Corolla model in Mexico and then sell the car in the United States. No way, Trump said in a Twitter message Thursday. Build plant in U.S. or pay big border tax. The president-elect has vowed to impose a 35% tariff on products U.S. companies make overseas and then send back to the United States for sales to American customers. The number of Americans signing up for unemployment assistance dropped to nearly the lowest level in decades last week, a sign of a healthy U.S. job market. Thursday's report from the Labor Department says jobless claims dropped 28,000 to a nationwide level of 235,000. 4 black suspects in Chicago have been charged with hate crimes after they allegedly live-streamed video on Facebook of themselves torturing a mentally disabled white teen. Prosecutors in Cook County, Illinois, announced hate crime and aggravated kidnapping charges Thursday. A sharp hike in gasoline prices in Mexico sparked the looting of stores Wednesday. Amid growing unrest over the rising cost of living in the Latin American country since the government boosted fuel prices on January 1st by up to 20%, citizens have blocked service stations, disrupted road traffic, and held protests. The Interior Ministry says more than 200 people were arrested during Wednesday's violence. President Enrique Peña Nieto defended the price hike by maintaining it was a necessary response to rising global oil prices. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.